It's the best station at K-Man. This is Z99. So we're going to get right to it because he's standing by on the phone right now. We've got Wyclef Jean waiting.
It's time, people. I'm so excited.
It is time. This is your first major interview, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got him here now. Wyclef, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm out here in California. I don't know if you heard about it, but a Netflix movie comes. It's a big animation movie. I think it's the first of its kind. Called Prince of Port-au-Prince, inspired by my first 10 years in Haiti. I escaped poverty through imagination. So they're hosting a dinner for me real quick. So I had to come to Cali, then back to New York, and then I come to y'all.
And man, we can't wait for you to get here. But let's back up for a second on this whole thing. And more about the movie here. What was your inspiration for that? Obviously, we're just talking about the poverty in Haiti. But what's, I mean, how did it all come together? Because it's a process every time that you want to do something with a major company like Netflix.
We had approached them and they wanted to do something. But I feel that still till today, the most glorious days for me are still the first 10 years in that village, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel that's the first Wyclef story that the kids should know. Like, you know, you can escape poverty too. Like you don't have to, you know, like a death sentence, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I feel that, you know, movies of what I've done thus far and what I'll continue to do are vain unless, you know, we talk about this first part, because I think this is the part that's going to be the start of an inspiration for youth, you know, and then we could get into other stories.
Yeah, it's always about getting back to the roots, which is kind of a little bit of who you are. I'm not going to get like too deep on it here, but that's what, for me, the music of the refugees, you guys were deep. You know, this element of lifting yourself up out of poverty, for example, and you had the political message, you had the spiritual message, and if you look at different mystical ways of looking at reality, I'm getting deep now, but this, like, that's like you guys had it in your music, and I was playing the score all the time in 96 when it first came out. I was just getting into radio, then the Carnival, 25-year anniversary for both. Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. You know, big shout-out to the Fugees, you know. Big shout out to Lauren and Prize. Lauren had came out in New Orleans to celebrate 25th year anniversary with me. Big shout out to her. Also, John Forte came through. You know, for me, I've always wanted to more be a producer and do music for people. Myself, I always felt like it was too deep for the public. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I could go anywhere with you. I could be like, I'm going to do a jazz album, I'm going to do a rap album, I'm going to do a salsa, I'm going to think the world could keep up, you know what I'm saying? So it's 25 later, we celebrate the Carnival. The Carnival has like four languages, album with four languages. Every beat that you hear today from Afrobeat, Soup, Compa, all those kind of beats are on that album. You know, we did that, you know, I call it the Global Gumbo. I wanted to break a barrier where I came from, like in the States, they always said that Spanish music would not play, like urban stations would not play Spanish music. We broke that with Guantanamera and Celia Cruz. So for me, I guess I've always had the mind of like a streamer because I've never felt like music is categorized. I mean, if you follow me, like I got dub plates from Kenny Rogers, you know what I mean? Coming from the islands, you know, when you're into like sound system music, it's like it's either the music is good, it's vibey, buzz bad, you know what I'm saying? I don't categorize any form to be like, you know, this is this kind of music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good time to ask you, what do you think it is about Caribbean music? Or actually this region, the influence of the region. There's something special about it. You know, I've been in different parts of the world too. Obviously, you've been everywhere. Every place has its own culture and its own feel, but there's something about the Caribbean that has impacted world music like nothing else. I mean, it's, you know, Bob Marley, of course, but it goes beyond that. What do you think it is about the Caribbean?
I think because Caribbean music don't come from, let me try to get rich real quick. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It comes from that space of, I'm going to wake up today, I'm going to do some music. You know, the word is catch a vibe. Catch a vibe is going to resonate with the rest of the world, you know? So you got people that sort of like wake up and they want to do music because they want to be famous, you know? Mm-hmm. But when you the islands, it does, you hear music all over. It's not, my man who's driving the cab is going to be singing a song. The dude on the bus is singing a song, you know? The people that has the means, you know, the private sectors are singing the song. The local people are singing the songs, you know? If it's a prime minister, PM, you know, them ready to clash. Like, no matter what, you know, the football team, the cricket team, everybody, there's a unification of spirituality of music that just connects with the audience, you know?
It's a perfect lead-in to what I wanted to ask you next. You know, our formative years in our teens, we're growing up. I remember the CDs and, well, some records, some cassettes that I had in my collection. But I wanted to know, like, say when you were 17, what were you listening to? What were some of the records? Who were some of the artists? What was influencing you at that age?
You know, growing up, I grew up on, like, The Police, Synchronicity. I grew up on Nirvana, Bob Marley, Jimmy Cliff, Charlie Daniels, Devil Went Down to Georgia, Kenny Rogers. And then all of the soulful stuff, like the Marvin Gaye's, Billie Holiday's. High school, I was a jazz major. So Miles Davis, Bitches Brew, Steel Pulse.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Every dance hall you could think of, like all the way back to Yellow Man on down. I was like a kid who just lived, breathe, and sleep music. You know what I'm saying?
I was the same way, and I was listening to all those same records. I think that's why I love the music so much. I didn't put it together when I was younger, you know, because you're not so much into the technical side of things. But now, listening to it later, you're like, yeah, I pick out all that, and I can hear all that in this music. It's great.
Listening to Josie's on a vacation far away.
You know what's amazing, too, about the Caribbean is I came to Cayman just like 3 years ago, came from Dubai, and I came here, and I couldn't believe how many country fans there were on the island. You mentioned country as well in some of your influences, but it was all these merchant boats that were coming here bringing records from the States, got people into country more than anything else, at least in Cayman. It's a huge format. And who would have thought? Yeah. You can hear some of those influences, too, though.
100%. I mean, I actually, another fun check. You can go punch up Wyclef Jean, the Johnny Cash tribute. And I'm not doing like a popular Johnny Cash to show you how hardcore of a fan I am. I'm not doing like, man, shot a man in Reno. I'm doing like Delia's Gone. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Influenced by music. You know what I mean? Good music. I think the connection with country is like it tells country. Good country music tells stories like hip hop. Unapologetic towards the story. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It just going on.
My co-host here, Whitney, has got a question for you related to Caribbean, kind of, and actually coming to Cayman. When have you been here last, by the way?
Man, it's been a long time, bro.
I'm going to let Whitney ask her question here real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on? Thanks for joining us, man. We're really excited that you're coming down. Cayman honestly doesn't get a lot of exciting opportunities like this with big musicians such as yourself. So the island is buzzing. I was out at lunch earlier, and you can just hear people talking about it. The energy right now is just, it's really amped up.
Well, it's FOMO time is what it is. Everybody's rushing out and getting their tickets. That's what's going on. It's FOMO time.
Yeah. But I was just curious what you're most looking forward to about performing here in Cayman specifically.
Well, what I love about my life the most is like I always was like when I was older, I never had to depend on grabbing a guitar and having to be a musician working because you have to work. You see, like that is not fun, right? So it's like, for me to be just chilling right now and to be sitting on over like 200 million albums worth of work and to watch from DJ Khaled on down, you know, sampling my music. When I look at it, Cayman for me is like I can pick and choose where I go. And like Cayman's, it's like a bucket list. It's like going to like a Jamaica, a Martinique, a Guadeloupe. It's a vibe. Like, there's something about me, like, with the island. So, like, per year, I'd be like, no matter what y'all do, make sure I'm on the island, like, 50 times for the
Yeah, man.
The people go with me. The coconut water go with me. The mango. You know, I'm just the ocean, man. So
yeah, I'm the same way.
Well, I hope you get some good cooked food while you're here, too.
Oh, he will, for sure. I just wanted to tell you one memory before we go that I had of you, and this was in Vegas. I've been in radio a long time, and I was out there for 10 years doing radio. And Perfect Gentleman had just been released. We were hosting this thing at this nightclub that night, and they walked me over to introduce me to you. You wouldn't remember it at all. I remember it because it was Wyclef, but you were surrounded by strippers. And Perfect Gentleman, of course, was playing, and I had just arrived, and that was an impression in my head. I had that song stuck in my head for years, and it became a strip club anthem. Everybody owned it. I know that you had a positive message out of it, but, man, that was the track.
I actually got inspired by Sting's Roxanne.
Right.
Like, and then, you know, I always say, the thing about music is like, some things like you don't want to say, right? Because, but when you don't say it, then other people that's going through it, they don't know it at the time. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I feel that anyone who's working like a hard job, and it's a legal job, they should at least get like recognition.
100%. Yeah.
And they should get that. So, you know, I always say before 2 Chainz, I had the original stripper songs.
We're looking forward to having you here, man. So one question, because Lauryn Hill was on stage with you a week ago. Is she gonna make a surprise appearance here? Because that would thrill us.
Those are pretty crazy. I never reveal what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. But I could tell y'all going to have a memorable time. I think that the Fuji actually was working on a tour, and then COVID happened. And then the tour sort of like, you know what I mean, it got a little messed up because of the vaccine situation. I think we might be up back on that, you know what I mean? So
I was wondering about that too. I mean, I know you had canceled the tour because of that, but I didn't know if, you know, people had their schedules and then you weren't going to be able to do it. But hopefully it still will happen.
Everything going to happen, man. You know, but what I could tell y'all is, remember I told y'all this right now. So I'm on chapter 2, right? So chapter 2 right now, I'm feeling like Quincy Jones when he met Michael Jackson. The new album is going to be called 2097, you feel me? And the first single is me and Lil Wayne, you feel me?
Oh, wow. Ooh.
So get ready, because you're not ready.
Well, you said it was going to be out soon. I did see a news clip on that, and that was a week ago. You said it's going to be out within the next couple of weeks. I'm quoting you on that. Can we play it on the station or what? What's the deal?
We might have a double single with me and Lil Wayne. Because, you know, we left off, the last record we did together was Sweetest Girl. So, like, you know, we picking up from where we left off.
Yeah. So, well, man, let's send it to us. We'll play it before the show, man. Let's get some extra promotion. Let's do it.
Yeah, like right now, waiting for Lil Wayne's part. You know, I'm like Kanye. I got the record just waiting for the parts right now.
Like, Kanye is like getting inspiration and influence off of you with the way he combines songs and hip hop and everything. But, you know, that's just part of the influence going down the line.
Yeah, we had a conversation about that Gone to November. And then once again, that's dope. Generation can inspire the next generation and keep inspiring generations. So
we're so looking forward to having you in K-Man. And Whitney had one more thing for you before we go.
I think you know, K-Man is definitely pumped, so I'm just curious if you could hype up K-Man to come see you perform in just a few words. What would you say to them?
I would say, yo, K-Man, this is Mr. I never really knew that she could dance like this. This is someone called 911. This is Mr. Ready or Not, Here I Come. This is Mr. See, I'ma tell you, like Wu told me, cash rules everything. This is Mr. Hey girl, I can see. Y'all already know, hips don't lie. Now listen, y'all don't have to hype y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Why Clef Sean, the man behind the music, refugee song, get ready. That's all me have to say.
That's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, man. We
look forward
it.
To seeing you.
All right, bless up. I'll see y'all soon.
Can you believe that?
That was so cool. Guy. What a cool guy.
Yeah. Looking forward to this weekend for sure. So Wyclef will be on stage, as you know, doing a lot of the Fugees classics, which gives us a perfect chance to play one. So let's do it for you right now. If you missed the interview, we will have it up on our podcast a little bit later on. Check it out at z99.ky. And hopefully Charlie XCX in studio yet this week.
Fingers crossed, guys. Fingers crossed.
It'd be amazing. Here's the Fugees on Z99.